开始之前，请弟兄姊妹翻开圣经，我们读几处的地方。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters. Before we start, shall we all turn to our Bible and we'll read a few passages.
我们首先请翻开约翰福音第八章，我们读三十一、三十二节。
First, the Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32.
约翰福音第八章三十一节三十二节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
John chapter 8 verse 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这个常常遵守我的道呢，原文的翻译是住在我的道里面。
The first part of verse 38, if you abide in my word, that's the original rendering, but the Chinese Bible says if you continue to obey in, to continue to obey my word.
这个道呢，乃是啊，在希腊文呢，它是 logos， 就是一个神所讲的客观的话。
The word in Greek is logos, that's God's objective word.
那我们再请翻开，我们到罗马书第七章。
Now Romans chapter 7.
我们。读十二节
，verse 12。
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good.
十四节
，verse 14。
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
十八节
Verse 18.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
二十二节到二十五节
，verses 22 to 25。
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去了，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的。主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
第二十二节这里讲到，因为按着我里面的意思，小字是里面的人。
Chinese Bible in verse 22 says, For I delight in the law of God according to the inner feeling, but it really should be according to the inward man.
这个里面的人呢，乃是指着我们蒙恩得救之后，我们有一个重生的灵说的。
This inward man speaks of this new spirit after we're born again.
那既然有里面的人，也有一个外面的人。
Since there is an inward man, of course there would be an outward man.
那外面的人就是指着我们这个人魂。所说的
The outward man speaks of our soul, we as people.
好，我们再读第 八章，我们读一到四节。
Now, chapter 8, verse 1 to 4.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法竟因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成了罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
Verse 1, chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
第九节。
Verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
我们再读十二节到十四节。
Verse 12 to 14.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若借着圣灵制止身体的恶行，必要活着。就读这两节。
Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We will read these two verses only.
Okay. 最后，我们再请翻回到约翰福音第十五章。
Now let's turn back to the Gospel according to John 15.
我们读第七跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. But by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
这个藏在我里面也应该翻作你们若住在我里面。
Verse 7, another translation would be you continue to live in me, The better rendering should be, if you abide in me.
我的话呢，这个话是指着Rhema 所说的。
And then my words abide in you, that word means Rhema.
这个在希腊文呢，神的话另外一个方面呢，有 Rhema 呢，乃是指着一个属灵的经历来说的。
In Greek, when we speak of God's word, there are two parts to it. One is Rhema, which speaks of spiritual experiences.
好，那我们圣经就暂时先读到这里。
Now we pause here from our scripture reading.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Your heads bowed again. We will have a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
让我们能够靠着你复活的大能，我们一同聚在你宝座的跟前。
That we could be gathered together before your precious throne by your resurrection power.
我们愿意把心中的爱戴和感谢来归给你。
We desire to offer to you all our thanksgiving and gratitude.
你配得我们一切的敬拜。
For worthy are you to receive all of our worship.
你不仅把我们从罪恶的深渊拯救出来，
Not only have you delivered us from the pit of sin,
你也把你复活的生命赐给我们，
But you've also given us this risen life.
叫我们今天在地上跟随主，可以不随从肉体，乃是随着圣灵而行。
So today as we walk on earth, we don't have to follow the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit.
我们一同聚集在你跟前的时候，
As we are gathered at your feet,
我们愿意圣灵也来到我们中间，
May the Holy Spirit come in our midst.
来对我们说话，
Speak to us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
For where your spirit is, there is liberty.
让我们有一个自由敞开的灵来向你敬拜。
Give us this free and wide open spirit to worship you.
也能够来亲近你。
And to draw near to you.
主，我们把这一点时间仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we just commit this short period of time to you, our gracious Lord.
我们一同等候在你面前。
Together, we wait before you.
愿你向我们施恩。
May you command your grace to us.
叫我们下垂的手，发酸的腿得以挺立起来。
So that the hands that hang down and the feeble knees will once again be strengthened.
让我们再一次得到能力，能够快跑的来跟随你。
One more time we'll be empowered to run quickly after you.
愿你的旨意在你的百姓中间得到成就。
May your will be done among your people.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你。
To you we give all the thanksgiving and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们上一次讲到关于做门徒这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, the last time we share on the very matter of discipleship.
主耶稣在马太福音最末了的两节圣经里面。
The very last two verses in the book of Matthew.
他吩咐他的门徒们。
As our Lord charged his disciples.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子圣名。圣灵的名为他们施浸。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
并且凡我所教训你们的都要教训他们。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
我就与你们同在直到世代的末了。
And lo, I'm with you always even to the end of the world.
所以主耶稣当他复活的时候，
So Lord, at His resurrection,
他给门徒们有一个托付。
He gave this entrustment to His disciples.
要门徒出去传这大好的消息。
That is for them to go abroad to preach the good tidings.
这个就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
不仅要人能够听见福音。
Not only would people hear this good news,
也要能够相信福音。
But they need to believe it.
更要能够成为主的门徒。
Even more, they need to become disciples of the Lord.
我想这个托付如今也托付给在地上所有神的儿女。
I believe that this commission has now been entrusted to all the people of God on earth today.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all the nations.
主不单单叫人相信他而已。
Not only does our Lord want man to believe in him only.
主乃是要所有相信他的人能够成为主的门徒。
But he wants all his believers to become his disciples.
那门徒是什么意思呢？
Then what does a disciple mean?
门徒就是学徒。
A disciple is an apprentice.
学徒呢，不仅学到他师父的一切的手艺。
An apprentice not only has learned all the craftsmanship of his master.
师父的性格、行事为人，他都 能够把它学下来。
But he has copied his master's characters, manner of life.
这个是门徒的意思。
And this is the meaning of a disciple.
主不仅要我们出去传福音。
Not only does our Lord want us to go out to preach the gospel.
主这更是盼望他的生命能够组织在我们的身上。
But he wants even more that his characters would be formed in us.
让我们出去做见证的时候，乃至叫人看见我们，如同看见主一样。
So as we go out to bear his witness, when people see us, they are actually seeing our Lord himself.
那为什么我们需要做门徒呢？
Then why is it we need to be disciples?
在彼得前书第二章那里提到。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read,
我们这一班蒙恩得救的人，
All of us who are saved by his grace,
我们是有君尊的祭司，
We are royal priesthood,
我们是圣洁的国度，
Holy nations,
我们是属神的子民，
And we are his very own possession.
神是召我们啊，要来宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
God has called us to proclaim the excellency of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
主把我们放在一个极尊贵的地位上。
Our Lord has placed in such a noble position.
我们是这一位至高神的儿女。
That we are children of this Most High God.
我们要向世人来宣扬这一位人所看不见的主。
That we shall preach to all men about this invisible God.
这是做门徒第一个方面。
And this is the first regard to being a disciple.
这个责任也托付了给我们。
And this responsibility has been entrusted to us.
第二方面，
Now, second,
乃是啊，借着做门徒的训练。
Through this discipleship,
更是在生命中来管教我们。
Through this training, the Lord chastens us in our life.
管教呢，在圣经里面应该更准确的翻译，乃是讲到一个训练。
Chastening in the Bible, a more accurate translation should be training.
这个训练乃是为着将来我们要在国度中，在勇士里面与主一同作王。
This training is for us in the age to come, in eternity, that we will reign together with Him.
神不仅把我们摆在一个尊贵的地位上。
Not only has God placed in such a noble position.
神更是要我们进入那个尊贵的实际里面。
But He wants us to enter into that very reality of this nobility.
所以在这整个门徒的训练当中，
So in the whole matter of training as disciples,
有神极荣耀的目的，
It has God such glorious purpose in it.
我们不要啊逃避主在我们身上的工作。
We shall never run away from this work the Lord wants to perform in us.
因为只有儿子神才会管教。
Because God only chastens His own sons.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
那上一次我们也提到，在约翰福音里面，主讲到三个方面怎样做门徒。
Last time, as we shared in the Gospel according to John, it mentions how to be disciples in three aspects.
第一处就是我们一开头所读到的，我们如果住在主的话里面呢，我们就真是他的门徒。
First is just what we read, that if we abide in his word, then we are really his disciples.
第二处就是讲到，当我们能够住在主里面，主的话也能够住在我们里面，我们就能够结果子，就真是主的门徒。
The second place is, as we abide in him and his word in us, then we're able to bear much fruit and to prove that we are his disciples.
第三处呢，我们上一次也提到，当主耶稣吩咐他们的门徒说，你们要彼此相爱，世人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
Third is what we mentioned last time also, that love one another, so the world will know that you are my disciples.
今天啊，主再给我一点负担呢，我们愿意对着前面两个点，关于主的话以及如何住在主的里面啊，主的话也就会住在我们的里面，我们就能够成为主的门徒，并且在生命中多结果子。
Now today the Lord has given me even further burden to expand on the first two points as to have God's words abide in us and to abide in Him so we could bear much fruit.
在这里我先要提醒弟兄姊妹。
Now here I would like to first of all to remind all brothers and sisters.
做门徒这一件事情呢，在整个圣经中是一个很大的一个题目。
This discipleship is such a grand theme in the whole Bible.
在如果我们看全本新约圣经呢，
As we take a look at the whole New Testament book.
从主耶稣开始一直到启示录末了呢，几乎在各处的圣经里面，他都在教导我们怎样成为主一个门徒。
From the beginning of our Lord Jesus toward the very end of Revelation, the Lord has been teaching us in many places as to how to become His disciple.
我们在这里所交通的不过是其中最根基的原则。
What we fellowship here is but the most fundamental part to it.
愿这些根基的原则呢，能够帮助我们去读圣经的时候，慢慢能够对其他地方的讲解，我们就能够更有认识。
May these fundamental principles will help us understand other more advanced things in the Bible as those things are being explained here.
好，那我们回到约翰福音第八章，我们刚刚所读那里。
Now let's turn to John 8, the verse which we just read.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说。
The Lord spoke to those Jews who believe him.
对于这一般犹太人呢，主说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
To these Jews who believed him, the Lord said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
主的话呢，这是一个客观的话。
The Lord's word here is the objective word.
客观的话呢，如今启示给我们的就是这一本圣经。
It is this Bible which has revealed all of the Lord's objective word to us.
主要求他的门徒呢，你们要遵守主的话。
And the Lord demands his disciples, obey my word. Abide in my word.
你们如果能够住在我的话里面。
If you abide in my word,
你们就能够知道什么是自由。
Then you will know what the freedom is.
你们也知道真理。
And you will know the truth.
并且你们就进入那个自由的实际里面。
And then you actually enter into the very reality of that freedom.
什么叫做住在我的话里？
What does it mean to abide in my word?
就好像如果神的话是一栋房子的话，
It's just like if God's word is a house.
那你的生活、你的行动都在这个房子里面。
Then your living, your movements would be centered in this house.
那你就能够明白这个真理。
Then you will be able to understand the truth.
如果你走出了这个房子的范围的话，
However, if you walk outside of the bounds of a house,
你就越过了这个真理。
Then you pass over this truth.
你越过了这个真理，你就得不到自由。
If you pass over this truth, then you won't be able to receive this freedom.
你如果在这个房子里头，在这个真理的范围里面呢，你就有真自由。
But within the spheres of this house, this God's word, then you would see this true freedom.
这个真自由是指怎么说的嘞？
So what does this true freedom mean?
如果我们继续往后面看，主耶稣就一再的指出呢，他们就不受罪的辖制。
If you continue to read on, our Lord pointed out time again that you will no longer be bound by sin.
换句话说，律法、主的话这一个范畴里面呢，我们如果行在其中，我们就不 受罪的辖制。
To put it another way, it simply means if you walk within the sphere of God's word, God's law, then you will not be under the dominion of sin anymore.
我们就能够享受真正的自由。
Then we'll be able to enjoy the true freedom.
但是犹太人马上回答主说，
However, the Jews right away answered the Lord.
我们从来没有受罪的恶所捆绑。
We've never been bound by sin.
但是他们不晓得。
But they did not know that.
他们几千年来已经违背了神的话。
That throughout the thousand years, they had actually disobeyed God's word.
他们一直活在罪的辖制当中。
Repeatedly, they actually lived under the dominion of sin.
他们以为他们不遵守神的话是何等的自由。
They felt they did not obey God's word. How free were they?
因为主的话不再约束他们。
Because no longer God's word would be able to bind them.
但是主把另外一面指给他们看。
However, our Lord pointed another aspect of this matter to them.
你们虽然以为离开了神的话是自由的。
Although you felt that you departed from God's word, then you became free.
然而你们却进到另外一个里面去。
But actually, you entered into another sphere.
你们完全受罪的捆绑里。
In which you were totally bound by sin.
捆绑到一个地步，你现在想要回来遵守主的话都不可能。
You had been bound to such an extent to the point that even though you wanted to come back, you couldn't.
所以主在这里一再的吩咐他们。
So here, time again, our Lord, commanded them.
那如果弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里思想一下。
That brothers and sisters, today, if we could simply ponder over this matter for a while.
犹太人他没办法守住神的律法。
That Jews were not able to keep God's laws.
你想我们这一班同是亚当的族类，我们就有办法吗？
Then we, who are also the descendants of Adam, are we able to?
我们听了主的话。
As we hear his words.
我们读了主的话。
As we read his words.
我们看到这些话要求实在是很高。
And then we see all these lofty demands of God's word.
但是我们常常犯了主所给我们的吩咐。
And we often offended God in terms of not obeying His word.
那主为什么在这里还把同样一个当初神告诉以色列人，而他们不能够遵守的这个要求，又放在新约的圣徒身上呢？
Then why is God again has placed this demand in New Testament on people who believe in Him, the same one He had required the Jews to obey, but they couldn't?
我想我们今天要进入这个重要的点。
Today, I would like to focus our thinking on this very important point.
我们去读到罗马书第八章的第七跟第八章的时候，
When we come to read Romans chapter 7 and 8,
保罗这一位伟大的使徒，
Paul, this great apostle,
跟我们一样，里面也有一个困惑。
It's just like all of us, he also has this puzzling in himself.
并且他里面有一个极大的一个挣扎。
And also, he also has this great struggle within him.
我想保罗呢，比我们在座的任何一个人呢，他对于神更加的热心。
I believe Paul is more zealous than any one of us here towards his God.
因为我们知道他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
Because we know he is the Pharisees of the Pharisees.
他严守神的律法。
He strictly obeys God's law.
就这律法的义来说呢，他是无可指责的。
According to the righteousness in law, there is nothing he should be blamed for.
但是到了罗马书第七章的时候，
But when we come to Romans chapter 7,
他里面有一个深深的叹息。
Within him, there is this deep sighing.
他说他立志行善可以由得他自己， 但是行出来却由不得他自己。
He says the willing is present in him, but the doing of the good is not.
他知道神的律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁公义的。
He knows that God's law is holy and the commandment is holy and just.
他也知道律法乃是属灵的。
He also knows that the law is spiritual.
属灵的意思就是律法乃是表明到神本性的一切。
Which means that the law is actually the full manifestation of God's divine attributes.
但是他知道他是属乎肉体的。
However, he knows he is carnal.
我们是一个有罪的人。
We are sinners.
如何能够去满足神这个神圣的要求呢？
How can we satisfy God's holy demand?
旧约的圣徒一再的失败。
The saints in Old Testament repeatedly failed on this.
因为人的肉体没有办法去达到神那个神圣的性情。
Because man's flesh can never reach that divine attribute of God.
但是在一个蒙恩得救的人身上。
However, in a person who has been saved by his grace,
保罗他深深的感觉到
Paul deeply feels this,
在他里面的人里面
that within his inner man,
他有一个深深的切望他能够遵守神所要求的一切。
He has such a poignant longing within him that he wants to obey God's law.
但是每一次他行出来的时候，
But every time when he actually does a work,
他却完全与他相反。
The works are totally opposite from what he actually thinks to do.
弟兄姊妹，你自己有没有这样的感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have the same feeling?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹为着这件事情心中是不是也许多的苦恼和叹息。
For this very matter, brothers and sisters, I don't know you if you have this inner anxiety and bewilderment and troubling.
我们这个人呢，实在是非常难对付的。
We are really human beings are really hard to deal with.
我记得有一次呢，我在很久以前了哈。
I remember one time, well, this is a long time ago.
我们有一个同事呢，他非常的聪明，也很能干。
One of my colleagues was very capable and very smart.
我们每一个人呢，心中都是很佩服这个人。
And every one of us simply admire this colleague of ours.
但是我们常常在一起的时候
，But as we often came together，
我们对他呢，好像不会讲一些很准确对他一些称赞的话。
We would never say some accurate complimentary remarks to him。
我们常常心中好像想要讲呢，结果讲出来是一些好像让人听起来有一点酸葡萄的话。
Although we try to praise this person, but when we actually spoke, it seems that we are saying this kind of remark that is kind of from your envy. It's like you cannot eat the grapes, then you say, oh, the grapes are sour.
所以当我们讲出来的时候呢，我们都觉得很讶异，我怎么会这样讲，不应该这样讲的。
And then we ourselves were shocked that,How could we say words like this? It's not supposed to be.
因为我们心中实在是不是这样想。
Because within our hearts, we did not really think this way, the way we spoke about.
他确实是一个我们所佩服的人。
He truly was the one we admired very much.
但是很多时候我们行出来呢，却表现出那个邪恶的一面。
But our deeds often reveal the evil part, aspect of ours.
所以保罗就在这里呢，讲到说我实在是立志行善，要为善， 但是呢，只是行不出来。
Therefore, Paul says here, to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
但是感谢主呢，保罗在第七章最末了的时候呢，把一个很重要的点，为什么会有这样的原因呢？
But thank the Lord that at the end of chapter 7, Paul had pointed out a very crucial point as to why things work out in such a way.
在属神的儿女中间呢，我们有一个里面的人，还有一个外面的人。
Among the children that belong to God, there is this inner man as opposed to this outer man.
这一个外面的人在我们没有得救的时候是支配我们全人。
This outer man, before we are saved, is in full control of us.
但是当我们蒙恩得救，我们的灵重新活过来的时候，
But after we are granted grace and saved, when our spirit is quickened,
按着我里面的人，我是喜欢神的律。
According to my inner man, I delight in the law of God.
我是喜欢律法的公义、圣洁、良善。
I delight in the holiness, righteousness, and goodness of the law.
并且律法已经刻在我的心板上。
And the law has already been inscribed in my heart.
但是就着我外面的人。
But as to my outward man.
就着我的魂，我的肉体来说。
As to my soul, my flesh.
我仍然在那里犯罪。
I continue to sin.
当然，犯罪不一定违反。
Maybe this sin is not necessarily against the societal laws.
但是常常却是违背了神律法的公义正洁。
However, it often runs contrary to God's holiness and righteousness.
所以他心中在那里有一个深深的叹息。
Therefore, Paul has this deep sighing within.
弟兄姊妹，我们心中是不是常常也有？一个深深的叹息。
Brother and sister, don't we also have this long sighing within us all the time?
谁真能拯救我呢？
Then who can really deliver me?
难道主拯救我不过是把一套律法赐给我就是了吗？
The Lord has delivered me simply to give me a set of the whole laws.
主复活的大能在哪里呢？
Where is the Lord's resurrection, great power?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当我们进入了罗马书第八章的时候，
When we actually enter into chapter 8 of Romans,
保罗开始告诉我们，我们里面的人所得到的。
Here Paul starts to teach us that which our inner man has gained.
在我们外面的人内，我们是顺服一套的律。
Our outward man may obey a set of law.
这一个律呢，叫我们好像不得不去犯罪。
Which makes us have to sin.
就好像我们在地上生活有一个地心引力。
It's just like as we live on earth, we know this law of gravity.
我们很想要像小鸟一样能够在天空飞翔。
We really want to be like small birds flying in the sky.
你早上去上班的时候，你可以不用在路上呢堵车堵了半天。
When you go to work in the morning, you don't have to be stuck in the traffic jam.
一有堵车呢，我就飞到公司去。
Once there is this traffic jam, I just simply fly to the sky.
可惜呢，我们在这个绿的底下。
What a shame, we live under this law.
我们又没有翅膀。
We do not have wings.
所以我们只好呢，慢慢地熬过这个堵车的时间。
So we just have to go through all this time of traffic jam.
这是一个律在那里控制着我们。
Because there is this law which is controlling us.
犯罪呢，也成为一个律。
Sinning has also become a law.
因为我们是亚当的后代。
Because we are descendants of Adam.
我们是一个罪人。
We are sinners.
罪人不犯罪才稀奇。
It's something amazing if sinners do not sin.
我们人类从把我们的儿女生下来，一直到他们长大成人，我们要不断的帮助教育他们。
We as human beings, we give birth to our children, and we just continue to teach, instruct them, train them, and help them grow up.
他们盼望他们能够成为好人，盼望他们不要犯罪。
Hoping that they will become good people, that they do not sin.
这是很有限的一个工作。
This is such a finite task.
但是这个罪的性质一直存在我们的里面。
However, this nature of sin continues to abide in us.
这个律一直跟随着我们。
And this law continues to follow us.
那我们用什么办法能够活出神那一个圣洁公义的要求呢？
Then how can we actually live out that righteous holy demand that from God?
第一个，在罗马书第八章第二节的时候。
Here, first, in Romans 8, verse 2, we read,
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督里面释放了我。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
这个生命圣灵的律呢，是一个神圣的生命，现在先进入到我们的里面。
This law of the Spirit of life tells us that this holy life of God first enters in us.
只有当你相信接受耶稣基督的时候，圣灵活在你里面了。
Only when you first believe and accept Lord Jesus and His holy life enters in you, then you will have this spirit of life.
这个律呢，就要帮助我们来活出这个圣洁公义的神的要求。
And with this life comes this law, which will help us live in this kind of holy, righteous life.
这一个是一个能够胜过地心引力的另外一个力。
This is another law which overpowers the law of gravity.
我们坐飞机呢，飞机之所以能够飞起来。
As we ride on a plane, the reason that the plane can fly.
因为飞机它 的引擎所喷出来的力量呢，大过于这个地心引力对它的吸引。
Because the power from the airplane's engines overpowers the gravity on Earth.
所以它能够往天空飞。
Therefore, it can fly upward.
不是让 OK， 就是说从今以后。 在基督徒的身上呢，我们有两个人。So
from now on in Christians there are two men.
有一个人呢，就是外面的人。One
man is the outward man.
有一个人呢是里面的人。The
other is the inward man.
这个里面的人，他的能力是能够吞灭死亡的。And
the power of this inward man is able to devour death.
但是神。 这时候还没有叫我们外面的人完全的被毁灭。As
of now, the Lord has not totally destroyed the outward man.
他乃是叫我们里面那一个复活的生命大门，一直能够胜过外面这个人。But
He enables us through the power of the resurrection within us to overcome the outward man.
所以弟兄姊妹，请。
So, brothers and sisters, do remember these two men, please.
这两个人同时活在我们的里头。
That is, these two men lived concurrently within us.
那我们怎样能够遵守神的律法呢？
Then how can we obey God's law?
现在只有靠着这个。
It is only by the Spirit of life.
这个生命圣灵的律呢，是怎样被执行出来呢？
By this law of the Spirit of life, and how is this law actually being carried out?
在罗马书第十二、十三节的时候呢，就把那个窍门告诉了我们。
And in verse 12 and verse 13. Paul tells us the very gist to actually work this out.
就是顺着圣灵而生活。
That is to live according to the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺着圣灵而生活的时候，很自然我们就会致死这个肉体在我们里面啊，那一个抓住我们那个力量。
If we live according to the Spirit, very readily you will be able to overpower that very strength that has so deeply gripped us.
我们就能够在凡事上得胜。
And then in all things you will be overcomers.
主律法的要求，一方面借着耶稣基督已经成就在我们身上。
The demands of the law from God, on the one hand, has been fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ.
然而，另外一方面，借着这个圣灵生命的律呢，就能够在我们身上真实的表现出来。
On the other hand, through the Holy Spirit, through its law of the Spirit of life, can be actually lived out in us.
这是一个属灵的实际。
And this is the spiritual reality.
这是主要我们所活出的。
And this is that which our Lord wants us to live out.
接下来我就讲几个例子给弟兄姊妹们听。
Next, I would like to share with you some examples.
盼望这些话呢，能够对主的话呢，能够更明白一点。
Hopefully, my words will help you understand more of the Lord's words in this matter.
第一个例子呢
？Now, the first example.
在过去呢，我在一家公司上班。
In the past, I work in a certain company.
我们那一组呢，有一个组长。
In my group, there is this coordinator.
他这个人呢，一板一眼。
This leader is a very strict person. Everything has, every I has to be dotted, every T has to be crossed.
那我们那一组有几个人呢？所做的事情呢，都要先他要来检查。
And the leader would always examine all the things that we're about to undertake.
他检查呢，是根据公司有一套检查的那个程序。
And he did this according to a protocol, it's a set of rules from the company.
检查通过了呢，我们所做的东西才能够送到production 上面。
After he has gone over everything that okayed it, and we would go to the next stage to production.
那如果说检查不通过呢
？However, if we did not pass the test,
那他会打回来。
Then he will simply tell you to do it again.
那常常呢，他会把我们叫过去。
And often he would call us over.
又把我们训一顿。
And he would sternly admonish us.
他说：“你们已经做这么久了。
You've been doing this job for so long.
难道这个还会犯错吗
？How would you make the same mistake?
那。”所以我们心中呢对着他呢总是不太喜欢。
So within our hearts, we really disliked him.
偏偏他又是个弟兄。
And you know he was a brother.
所以每一次他叫我去的时候呢
，And every time when he called me,
我都要深呼吸一下。
I had to.Deep breath first.
然后再进去找他。
And then I would walk in to talk to him.
然后有时候呢，他开始要训起人来的时候。
And at a lot of time when he was about to sermonize.
我当然心里也很不高兴。
Of course, I wasn't happy in my heart.
但我也会讲一堆理由。
I would also counter off a bunch of reasons.
然后他也不高兴。
So he wasn't happy with me either.
然后我就出来了。
And I walk out of his office.
然后我就松了一口气。
And I felt, wow, it's over.
但是呢，实在说来呢，主的话常常在我里面也提醒我。
The truth to be told, our Lord's word often reminded me.
他是一个在上掌权的。
He was the one who was in authority.
我需要尊重他。
And I needed to respect him.
我也要听他的话。
I was supposed to listen to him.
但是很难。
But it's extremely hard.
因为当你每一次他叫你要进去的时候。
Every time when he was about to call you into his office.
你的心中就说哦哦。Oh, oh,
and you, in your heart you would say, oh oh.
怎么办啊
？What am I going to do?
啊，硬着头皮。深呼吸进去吧。
I'll just brace myself with a deep breath and I walked in.
就这样。
That's the way it was.
但是灵里面呢、就是彼此之间那个抵挡的灵很强。
But within, between us, there is a strong spirit of animosity.
后来有一次主提醒我。
And then, one time, the Lord reminded me,
主呢，他又要叫我去了。
Now at this time, this colleague was about to call me in again.
主突然间提醒我。
All of a sudden, my Lord reminded me.
我们里面有一个复活。
That within us there is this resurrection.
生命在我们里面。
This life is within us.
主说，你仔细听他讲什么。
The Lord said to me, listen carefully what he said.
然后我就跟主说，主，好，我这一次听你的话。
So I said to the Lord, Lord, yes, this time I'll listen to you.
我就进去了。
So I walked in.
然后他还是照往常一样。
As usual, he went through his ritual.
但是这一次呢，不是跟往常一样。
But this time it's different.
这一次呢，是仔细到底听他到底在讲什么。
This time, I paid special attention to exactly what he said.
然后等他讲完了。
After he was done.
我就跟他讲说我会改进。我重新把它改过了。
And I told him, yes, I will improve on what I did before.
然后我就出来。
And then I walked out.
然后我把公司所定的那一些条例再仔细看一遍。
And then I just look over closely all the rules from the company.
其实他并没有刁难任何一个人。
Actually, he wasn't critical of anyone.
他不过是按着程序在做事。
He was simply doing things according to company's rules.
也许他的态度可能有一天稍微不太好一点。
Maybe his attitude wasn't that pleasant.
但是他所做的每一件事情没有越过公司所要他做的规定。
But everything he did not go over the rules that the company required.
所以我慢慢就，心马上平静下来。
Gradually, my heart became calm.
我知道这是因为我对他有一个不准确的一个反应。
And this is all because I had such an inaccurate response toward him.
其他的人也是跟我有同样的反应。
Other people had the same kind of reaction like I did.
但是主在这之后提醒了我。
But at this point, the Lord reminded me.
并且主的生命在我里面让我能够很平静的仔细听他到底在讲什么。
And because the Lord's life indwells me, so I would be very calmly and listening to exactly what he said.
如果按着我天然的人来做，那我每一次真是要咬着牙呢进去，然后再出来。
If I would do things according to my natural man, then every time I would grit my teeth to walk in, and then likewise come out.
但是呢，当我们让主来带领我们的时候
，But when we allow our Lord to lead us，
我们就看见
，Then we will see，
我们能够胜过去
，We're able to overcome in all situations。
感谢主呢，从那一次以后
，Thank the Lord that after that experience，
我知道呢。他是按着他的职分在工作。
I know my leader was simply doing everything according to his responsibilities.
我也应当按着 我所当负的责任来做我的工作。
So likewise, I'm supposed to do my work according to the responsibilities given to me.
这是一个复活生命对我的一个改变。
And this is the change which has transformed me for, because of this power of risen life.
这是第一个。
And so this is the first example.
第二个呢？
The second example.
讲到我自己呢，不是一个很有耐心的人。
Is I myself, am not a very patient person.
很多就是不管是我的家人啊、小孩啊，或者是我公司的同事啊，如果我需要去教他们的时候
，If in certain incidents that I have to teach, whether my family members, my children, or my colleagues，
我呢？第一次或者第二次呢，可以有耐心面带微笑的把事情教好。
Now with the first time and second time I could teach that person and even with a smile.
如果过了两次他们还不懂的话，
But if after twice they still did not get it，
那我里面的火就开始在烧了。
And I feel there is inner fire is being burning up。
也许我还可以忍耐一下。
Maybe I could still hold my peace.
那如果说再教不同的话呢，我就会很生气了。
And then I would be really furious if they still could not get what I told them.
但是主呢，经过常常这样的发生呢。
And after so many occurrences like this,
主用箴言一句话对我说。
The Lord spoke to me with one verse from the Proverbs.
愚昧人呢，常常就要发怒。
The foolish would become angry often.
那我常常想说，那我真是那么愚昧吗？
Then I would think to myself, am I that foolish?
所以我不要发怒。
So I will not become angry.
可是同样的事情在发生的时候呢？
But when the same things happen again.
我一直想要压制住我的情绪。
Often I want to put a check on in my emotion.
表现出好的态度。
I would carry out a good behavior attitude.
我们是有修养的人。
We are refined people.
我们更不要表现出我们的愚昧。
We should never let people see our foolishness.
但是。即使是这样，我们都觉得很难过。
Even so, we feel this is such a grind.
因为这不是出于生命的东西。
Because this is not something that comes from your life.
这是一个对自己的一个自我的克制。
This is a self-control being imposed on yourself.
后来有一次呢，就是同样的事又来了。
Now, at one time, the same thing happened.
主呢又用这句话来提醒我。
Then again, the Lord used this verse to remind me.
当然还有很多的话，主总是说你要对人有一个好的态度啊，有一个你自己要谦卑啊，才不会对人表现出这种的态度来。
Often the Lord had been reminding me that you should humble yourself, have a good attitude, do not have this kind of nasty attitude.
后来有一次主呢，他突然间在我里面有一个开启。
And all of a sudden at this time, the Lord gave me certain light.
其实人家反复的在问你。
Actually, when people ask you over and over again, same thing.
是因为他真的不懂。
It's because they really do not understand it.
他的不懂呢，有两方面。
And there are probably two aspects to his not being able to understand.
一方面是你教的不好。
One probably because you do not teach well.
另外一方面，也许你教的太快了，他真的听不懂。
On the other hand, it could be that you teach too fast, so they could not get it.
因为有很多东西我们以为他已经懂了。
Because many things we think they have known already.
好，那我就跟主说，好，求你再给我一次机会，我现在应该知道怎样来应付这个事情。
So I said to the Lord, Lord, give me one more chance, so teach me how to cope with it.
好，机会就来了。
Now here came this opportunity.
一次。 讲两次讲都不懂。
Once and twice, I told this person, and he or she could not get it.
后来我就仔细就问他说，那你到底什么地方不懂？
So in turn, I asked this person exactly where you did not get it yet.
也许我讲的时候是一就讲到二。
Maybe I jumped from one to two.
其实呢，1.5 的时候他已经不太懂了。
But actually, at 1.5, this person did not get it already.
所以我必须在1.5的地方就停下来。
Therefore, I needed to backtrack, stop at 1.5.
把它解释清楚。
And explain there to this person.
叫他把它记清楚一点。
And tell this person to jot it down carefully.
然后再回到第二步的地方。
And then we go on to point two.
这样慢慢的讲了之后。
As I explained in such a way, slow way.
他就懂了。
That person got it.
也不再来找我。
And that person did not come back for my advice anymore.
这个就让我感到也很惊讶。
And the whole thing really amazed myself.
就是我这个天然人呢，我好像就是习惯性的这样一二三这样一直来。
As my natural man goes, I'm used to doing things one, two, three in such a way.
但是当圣灵在我里面开始在说话的时候。
But when Holy Spirit actually speaks within my inner man,
我愿意顺服下来。
And as I'm willing to obey,
听主在我里面是怎样告诉我应当要怎样做。
Hear how the Lord has spoken to me within us as to how to do this matter.
谦卑在主圣灵的管制底下。
As I humble myself to obey the rule of the Holy Spirit.
主就能够帮助我越过这个我一直就说个性上的困难吧。
And the Lord
带领我过来。
is able to help me to step over this drawback of my personality.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个守律法的问题。
Brother and sister, this is not a matter of keeping the laws.
我们需要那个复活的能力。
We need this risen life in us.
再讲一个。
Now, may I share another example?
我记得在1995年的时候。
I remember in 1955.
我。
Huh?
95年，对。
1995.
那个。我去参加一个特会。
I went to attend a special conference.
我在那个特会里面得到很多。
And at that conference, I felt I gained so much.
主呢，在我里面给我一个很大的一个复兴。
And the Lord gave me such a big revival in me.
所以特会回来之后呢。
So after the conference,
我就跟我太太说呢，从今天开始我们家要有一个新的新生活运动。
And I told my wife, from today on, our family should have this new life movement.
这个新生活运动呢，就是早上6点钟起床呢，我们就开始读圣经。
Which means get up at 6 a.m. and we will study the Bible.
而且呢，在主面前祷告亲近主。
And we will pray before the Lord and draw near to Him.
我们实在被主的爱所激励。
We were so compelled by the Lord's love.
我们就早上起床。
So early in the morning, we got up.
我们真是读经做笔记，我们也祷告亲近主。
Study the Bible, we took notes, we prayed, we drew near to the Lord.
我们的意志很强。
We had such a strong will then.
主也怜悯我们，过了差不多8-9个月。
And the Lord also showed His mercy to us, and we did this for about 8 or 9 months.
基本上我们都能够照着这样做。
Basically, we were able to carry out the whole thing.
我们也从主那里得到了很多。
And also, we had received so much from the Lord.
然后过了差不多一两年之后。
And it's about 1 or 2 years later.
我们就慢慢的退后了。
Gradually, we just backslid.
早上睡觉也睡得晚了。
We just slept late in the morning.
好，过了一阵子呢，我们又想起来了。
Now after a while, we remembered our desire.
我要跟我太太说，从现在开始，新生活运动又要开始了。
And I told my wife again, from now on, we're back to our new life movement.
好，又这样开始执行。
Here we went again to practice this.
感谢主呢，又经过了八九个月。
And we thank the Lord again, 8 or 9 months passed.
又慢慢退后了。
And gradually we just backslid.
然后过了两三年之后呢。
After 2 or 3 years.
我又想起来了。
I remember this whole thing again.
然后又来一次。
And one more time, we did it.
就这样差不多有十年的时间。
And we did this all thing on for about 10 years.
后来我听到一个年长的弟兄讲一个信息。
And later on, I heard a message from a spiritually mature elderly brother in the Lord.
他说呢，我们跟随主不能够靠着意志。
He said that we shall never be able to follow the Lord by our will.
我们只能够靠着神复活生命的能力。
Only by the power of God's resurrection life.
这个年长的弟兄就告诉我们，当我们还年轻的时候，我们意志力非常强，我们可以支配我们属灵上的追求。
And this elderly brother told us, when we are young with strong will, we are able to control our spiritual pursuit.
但是当我们年纪慢慢大的时候
，But as we age，
我们体力上、精神上、集中上，慢慢的薄弱的时候，我们就没办法了。
As our physical stamina, as our memory start to fade, we won't be able to do it anymore.
我一听这个话，马上想起我自己。
And right away, I remembered myself.
过去在十年当中，我常常一直要用我的意志来跟随主。
During the past 10 years, I always wanted to follow my Lord by my will.
并且好像也很有果效。
And as though it produced certain fruit also.
我就是要这样跟随主。
And this is the way I wanted to follow my Lord.
但是当年纪越来越大的时候
，But as I grow older and older，
体力上常常够不着了
，And physically I could not measure up anymore。
以前呢，可以前一天或者前几个礼拜一直不断劳苦的上班。
It used to be that I was able to work hard for several weeks。
但同样呢，还可以早早就起床呢，读圣经。
And at the same time, I could get up early in the morning to study the Bible.
但是呢，最近几年呢，慢慢的工作只要一劳累呢，早晨就起不来了。
But in the past few years, as long as the work is so demanding that I wasn't able to get up early in the morning.
当我起不来的时候，心中总是有一个愧疚感。
And when I could not get up in the morning, I always feel guilty.
好像没有办法像往常一样又来到主面前。
That I no longer like before, to come before the Lord.
那这真是弟兄所讲的，我想弟兄也是有一个有经历的人。
And this is exactly what this elder brother pointed out, who was also experiencing the Lord.
我的意志是受我自己在支配。
My will is controlled by myself.
当我自己达不到那个要求的时候
，But when I myself cannot reach that demand.
好像良心里面有一个控告的声音。
Then my conscience is offended. There is an accusation.
然后弟兄就提到我们需要在生命里面跟随主。
So the brother mentioned that we need to follow the Lord in life.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
乃是我们的意志今天乃是受主复活生命的支配。
That is, even our will, our volition is controlled by the Lord's resurrection life.
我们不是说不需要意志。
It's not saying that we do not need will.
到底是谁在支配它？
But exactly who is ruling your will?
所以现在家里也不需要新生活运动。
So no longer our family would do this new life movement anymore.
前一天睡觉之前，我跟主有个祷告。
And it's always before the night before I would have this kind of prayer.
我说主啊，明天我如果可以起来啊，读经祷告亲近主的话，求你。
Lord, if tomorrow I'm able to study and pray to draw near to you, will you please wake me up?
主呢，实在是给我很多的恩典。
And the Lord truly has granted me so many graces.
很多时候，我现在睡觉很少在用闹钟。
Lately, I seldom use my alarm clock anymore.
主呢，时候到了就叫醒我。
When the time is up, the Lord would wake me up.
同时主会让我有那个力量恩典呢，我就能够起来。
And also the Lord enabled me with this strength and grace, so I would get up.
如果我真的是太累呢，主也不会叫我。
But if I'm so tired, the Lord would not wake me up.
所以这个时候当我再来这样亲近主跟随主的时候，里面有一个安息。
When I draw near to the Lord and follow Him in such a way, I have this rest within.
这是一个复活的生命在我里面来管理我们。
This is the resurrection life within me, which is controlling me.
所以再说不是我们不需要在主面前有一个意志或者是立一个心愿。
Let me say it again. It's not saying that you do not need your will or make up your resolve before the Lord.
我们要清楚到底是谁在支配这个。
But we have to be clear on this. Who is ruling over your will?
最后我们再回到约翰福音第十五章那一段话。
Now lastly, we will come back to John 15. The Lord saying,
主说你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们的里面。
Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you.
藏在主里面就是我们按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord means to abide in Him according to the anointing.
主的话，客观的话临到我身上的时候，就能够变成一个复活的能力。
So when this objective word of God comes upon me, it will be turned into a resurrection power.
这样的话，我们就能多结果子。
In such a way, we will be able to bear much fruit.
这个果子乃是一个生命能力所产生的果子。
This fruit is born out of this resurrection life.
父就能真实的得荣耀。
And the Father will be truly glorified by it.
并且他这里又讲到说，凡你们愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
And also the verse says, if you will ask what you desire, it shall be done for you.
这里我们必须要明白，有一个先决的条件。
Here, we have to understand there is a precondition required.
就是你们若藏在我里面。
That is, if you abide in me.
我们很盼望我们的祷告都能够马上得到答应。
We all desire that all our prayers will be instantly answered.
但是有没有想到这里一个先决的条件，就是我们有没有住在主里面呢？
Have we ever considered this prerequisite that you need to abide in the Lord first?
然后主的话就有地位能够从我们的里面产生他那个能力来。
Then the Lord's word would have its rightful position in you, and it will enable you to work out, carry out His word by His power.
这时候我们所祈求祷告的。
And at this time, whatever we pray about,
就能够与神所要的一致。
Will be in accordance to what God wants.
神就乐意答应我们的祈求。
Then it is God's delight to answer our prayer.
所以我们盼望我们不要随便拿这个话去跟主祈求，说你已经答应我了，为什么不成就？
So we shall never take the verse in such a cavalier attitude, saying, "Oh Lord, you have promised me. Why don't you do it?"
这样的话，在我们的生命中，我们就真是能够多结果子。
If we could truly do according to the verse says, then we will bear much fruit in our life.
父就能得到荣耀。
And the Father will be glorified.
我们就真是主的门徒。
And truly, we prove we are His disciples.
所以主。做主的门徒不是一个外面一个道理的要求。
So this being disciples of the Lord is not some outward, doctrinal demand.
我们乃是一个活在生命的里面。
But instead, we live in life.
果子自然就会产生。
And this fruit will be brought forth so readily.
人就能够把荣耀归给主。
And man will be able to glorify God.
那如何让主常常能够在我们里面说话呢？
Now, how can we allow the Lord often speak in us?
一方面来说，主的话已经刻在我们的心板上。
On the one hand, the Lord's word has already been engraved in our tablet of heart.
我们面对很多事情呢，我们有时候在灵里面的感觉就能够感觉到这事情是对或者是不对。
So as we encounter many things, the inner feeling within our spirit has already told us whether this is right or wrong.
这就是主的话刻在我们的心板上。
And this is because the Lord's word has already been inscribed in our heart.
但是很多时候我们的灵没有感觉那么深刻。
But there are also many times that our spirit is not that keen.
我们需要常常读主的话。
Then we need to often study God's word.
主客观的话能够在我们的心思里面把圣灵借着他们把他所要发表的很容易的从主的话里头就直接发表给我们。
So the Holy Spirit will be able to explain the objective word into our mind to make it subjective.
这时候我们要相信并且顺服。
So at this point we need to believe and obey.
这样我们就能够住在主的话里面。
And this way, we will be able to abide in His word.
我们也真是主的门徒。
And truly, we are the Lord's disciples.
好，我们交通只能停在这里。
All right, at this point, we need to end.
我们请低头再
有一点祷告。You have bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
谢谢你赐给我们奇妙的圣灵。
Thank you for this wonderful spirit you have given us.
就是真理的圣灵。
That is the spirit of truth.
住在我们的里面。
Indwelling us.
并且赐给我们这个复活生命的能力。
And also has granted us this power of resurrection life.
让我们能够胜过肉体所不能行的。
So that we will overcome that which the flesh prohibits us from doing.
并且叫主你自己生命能够更多彰显在我们身上。
And enables the Lord's life to be shown even more in us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
愿你更深的带领我们。
May you lead us in even more deep way.
走这一条生命的道路。
To walk in this way of life.
走这一条属灵的道路。
To walk in this spiritual way.
真不是凭着我们自己。
It truly not, does not depend on us.
乃是凭着你复活的能力。
But depend on your resurrection power.
愿你的旨意能够更多成全在每一位神儿女的身上。
May your will be done even more in every child of yours.
让我们每一个人都能够在生命中结果子更多。
So that every one of us will produce much more fruit in our life.
好叫父得着荣耀。
So that the Father God will be glorified.
我们把一切尊贵赞美 归给你。
We give you all the honor and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.